Welcome back into In the Trenches with Northwest Missouri State head football coach Rich Wright. We're broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville. I'm Matt Trenton with you this evening. John Coffey, a little under the weather. He's got the night off. He'll be back for Northwest Missouri State basketball coming up for you tomorrow. But fun show coming up this evening. We're talking Northwest football, a little Northwest basketball, as well as maybe Rich Wright's a Hooper. We'll find that out as we go along. But Coach Wright, appreciate coming on and joining us for another. We'll be hearing from Northwest head men's basketball coach Matt Keeley here in just a little bit. But a big week always when you think about Missouri Western Week, Coach Wright. The Bearcats and the Griffins meeting up, and it's one of those you kind of throw the records out regardless and kind of get ready for what should be a slugfest.
Yeah, you know, it's always a war, when we play Western. Both teams need no introductions. We're going to get their best. They're going to get ours. Should be a fun game to play in, minus the weather conditions, but obviously neither of us control that. So it's always a very physical game. It's always a very impassioned game, and we're going to have to get out and play well.
Bearcat fans travel everywhere. But especially you think about St. Joseph's Pratt Stadium. Northwest has won 11 of 12 in the Griffins' home building. What is it about going there? And a little different energy, but maybe added energy when you're playing there.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of fun memories that I have playing down in St. Joe. You know, our fans always travel well, and, you know, to see the entire sideline in green is always kind of special. There's been a lot of great memories over the years and played some, you know, really good Western teams down there and found ways to win.
And that's dating back to nearly the last 20 years, 2005, 11 of 12. So the Bearcats have played really well in St. Joseph. And overall, it's kind of a Northwest takeover weekend in St. Joseph. Tomorrow we have men's and women's basketball in St. Joseph. We've got football and women's basketball on Saturday. And then, of course, men's basketball coming up on Sunday as well. We've got such a good alumni base. You think about Maryville stretching down to Kansas City, up around Omaha and Des Moines, right. But a lot of folks right there in St. Joseph, always big crowds regardless of who's playing.
Yeah, you know, the ironic thing about that, my wife told me this one year because she forgot her MIAA pass. Western always jacks the tickets up extra for that game. So, yeah, they know it too. It's no secret. You know, both alumni bases are fairly close, and so hopefully we'll have a great crowd.
Now, we mentioned the first game we actually have coming up this weekend will be Northwest men's basketball. That's a noon tip-off coming up tomorrow at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. The Bearcats taking on the Augustana Vikings. And bring in our guest for this evening, Matt Keeley, head men's basketball coach for Northwest Missouri State. Coach, your first chance to get to walk them down the bench in green and white. You ready to rip the Band-Aid off?
We're ready to roll, and you made the reference, is Coach Wright a basketball player? But I can assure you that I'm not a football guy. Most everything I know is from, you know, Tecmo Bowl, and you wanted Bo Jackson, and so get good players.
There you go.
Always a good idea. A lot of guys in my family were football guys. They give me a hard time, though, because I probably wasn't tough enough to be one of them.
Yeah. Well, and I was a hockey guy, so no help there. I'm an upstate New York guy, so I was kind of – that was my kind of my
– which is a whole different kind of toughness, though, figuring that in, too.
Yeah.
And your family might give you a hard time for not being the football guy on the toughness side, but obviously the basketball career's kind of gone pretty well for you to think about the playing career, the coaching career, now coming to Northwest Missouri State. What have the last few months been like of getting into Maryville and kind of strapping things on and going?
Yeah, as you can imagine – always a whirlwind when you move your family, and I got a big family with a bunch of little kids, and getting acclimated in that way, both professionally and then, you know, the family into the schools and going out for middle school sports and just some of the social things that go along with getting there. But, you know, I've said it before, and people that are around understand, you don't have to explain it to the people that are here, just how cool of a place Maryville is, and Northwest being obviously a heartbeat of that. And so has been really welcoming and is, in even our short time here, just a place that we've really enjoyed.
Now, last week, you know, little known fact, but I did just a smidge of research. I think we have a future cheerleader,
yeah.
Northwest Bearcat football cheerleader, coming out of Coach's household potentially.
Coach, what do you say?
I got to watch the Bearcat walk for the first time as a little 5-year-old daughter led that across, and just another cool tradition that we got to see. And so we've immersed ourselves, and obviously at the heart of that is Bearcat football Saturdays. And so we were out there with the steppers and playing our part for sure.
Well, Coach Wright, of course, we had Grace and Kate on a couple weeks ago here on this show. And to kind of go back and see them – growing up, but then to kind of put yourself back in Coach Keeley's shoes to have a little girl around the house. Does that kind of bring back, tug on the heartstrings a little bit there?
Oh, absolutely. I happened to see it on Facebook, and I remember my daughters, we didn't have the catwalk at that time, but they did the deal with the steppers, and I've got all kinds of videos of them downstairs. One of them would have a football helmet on, and the other one was cheering, and, you know, just a lot of good memories. It goes by really fast. Enjoy every one of them.
Coach Keeley, since getting on campus, of course, your first basketball game coming up tomorrow, a lot of your first opportunities to get out and immerse yourself into that Bearcat culture has come at Northwest Missouri State football games, taking your family out, seeing the atmosphere, meeting fans and alumni. What are your takeaways from just kind of those initial experiences of being a Bearcat and being in that?
Well, seeing the green and the flags and the bumper stickers and the stickers and all the things and just knowing how much pride the community has. And one of the first things that, you know, Coach leaned on him a lot, you know, and he stopped by the office a few times and just checked in. And you know, one of the first things he said is, hey, this place is really special. But you got to view it as a place that you're kind of taking the baton and just continuing to run with a great legacy, because you're probably not going to do anything that hasn't been done here before. And that speaks to, you know, the tradition of obviously previous coaches and just administration and just all the support of it. So we already, you know, can march around the house and every now and then just give the B-E-A-R. And even then, with four little kids, you're going to get a C-A-T-S as a response somewhere in
That's
the house.
Awesome.
So a way to lift the spirits anytime that, you know, maybe something's going on or mom's having a hard time or dad's having a hard time, just give out a good old Bearcat chant and that kind of gets everything going right again.
And I'm sure if you do that enough, that doesn't grind on your wife's gears at all, right? Just keep the loudness going in the house. Coach Wright, as Coach Keeley comes in and inherits that Northwest Missouri State basketball program, what were your first impressions of him?
He's just a people person. You know, you could tell, you know, down to earth, easy to talk to. Obviously, he came from a program where he had a ton of success, and he just immersed himself. You know, one of the nice things about where we're at, you know, all the coaches are upstairs, and so we interact pretty regularly, see each other up and down the hall. You know, he'll pop in, I'll pop in, and it's just been really enjoyable to get to meet him and his staff and just start to watch how things go. And, you know, as soon as we wrap up, you know, I'm a big coach guy. And so I'll probably be down and watch practice every once in a while and just listen. I think you can pick up so many things from good teachers, and it's not the same game, but there are a lot of messages that carry. And so I'll be interested to watch.
You know, you talk about you can pull a lot just from listening to a coach or watching that practice and seeing so much. You're from that Mel Churchma coaching tree. And
yep.
I think a lot of that still spreads so much throughout Bearcat athletics. Even a guy like Coach Keeley coming in that didn't work directly under Mel Churchman, do you kind of see some of that or impart some of that wisdom from Coach T on a new guy?
I see a lot of it in him. I just think it's just, again, it goes back to the way he conducts himself. There's a whole culture piece here that I think is so important to fitting into Maryville and understanding who and what we are. And, you know, he's done a great job. You know, I sneak down, like when we come off the field for practice, a lot of times they're practicing in the evening right now. And so whether it's they're down in the weight room or I might pop in and sneak and watch about 30 seconds up in the gym, you know, you can just see that energy that he's bringing and what he's doing with the kids. And so I'm excited to see, you know, what his stamp on this thing is going to be. I think that's the most important thing is, you know, I come from Coach T, and 99.9% of the things I learned from Mel Churchma. But, you know, we each have to put our own stamp on some things to authenticate it. And so it'll be nice to watch Coach Keeley on that first tip and see what they do.
Maybe my thing that is as important to inherit from Coach as anything is getting my flip-flops around the
there you go, gotta have
get my flip-flops on around upstairs. I haven't fully embraced yet, but that's maybe the next step.
Well, we see those from Coach Wright all around Maryville. Now, are you kind of like the new Klaloosh, or are they a little bit getting some of that mildew and mold? Do you keep those clean?
No, I got to keep them clean. About every 6 months, I get a new pair, so. They can go to a certain point, and then they got to go.
Hopefully, folks are watching Bull Durham get that. But
there you go.
You're listening to
one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's a fantastic movie. In the Trenches with Bearcat head football coach Rich Wright. Our guest this evening, Northwest head men's basketball coach Matt Keeley. Coach Wright, is there an unspoken bond just amongst head coaches of it's not an easy job, you're pulling long hours, regardless of winning or losing, you know that everybody down the hall with those doors open, they're going through similar things.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes, and probably, and Coach would be able to address this specifically for basketball, but, you know, in football, you're on a big staff, you know, it, just because of the numbers that are in the program. And, you know, I didn't realize it, you know, as an assistant, and you know, Mel told me this, and Doral told me this, and other people that I visited with. But one of the first things that you learn is that head coaching role is a totally different chair, and there are things that you're going through or experiencing or are happening to you that you really can't share with your staff. And so it's nice to have other head coaches that, you know, deal with similar experiences for you to lean into.
Coach worked with Rocky Lamar for so long. Did he kind of give you some of that same wisdom as you got into Ottawa University there in Arizona for the first time, taking over that job? And a few things that kind of hit you, too, like, oh, okay, I'm getting a feel for this.
Sure. You know, Coach mentioned the legend that is Coach T, and obviously everyone around here knows him. But I've been able to work for a couple guys as their assistant with Coach Chipman, who won 800 games and a national championship at Washburn, and then Coach Lamar, who's won over 800 games and national championship at Mid-America. And as far as four-year programs go, I think they're like two of like seven guys that have done that in the country, and I've got a chance to work for both of them. And in that way, you know, most of the time I'm smart enough to know, like, I learn from the things that they do. But occasionally, and like Coach referenced earlier, you still got to be your own guy and figure out, you know, what you want to do in that way. And you know, just down the hall, the weight of being a head coach is different, you know, than it is as being assistant. And you hear that with the power of suggestion versus the power of decision. Which is a pretty big difference in those two ways. And so just, you know, as Coach has even gone through his year and, you know, a possession game that they lose, and just knowing when to knock on the door and say hey and when to leave him alone. And and then, you know, I don't know a whole lot of football, but one of the most impressive feats was their performance against Emporia State, and just stopping in this week and being like, man, that group had every opportunity to be a victim or feel sorry for themselves, and that defense specifically just bowing up and just stopping by and like, dude, that was awesome. Giving them a high five and celebrating when those things happen, because the journey is long, the season's long, and it's weighty, and you know, everyone's invested. But I think there's probably a different feel as the head coach of the ownership of a program that you have on that, and it is a unique deal that you get to share, and you get only share it with so many people.
When both of you guys in a place with the super high expectations, right? I mean, in the pressure is there, and some of those expectations, albeit not always fair, that's just kind of what comes with Maryville, right? Is that the better than the apathy, right, of a program where like, we don't really care. We're not going to get too upset either way because we're just expecting the mediocre. You're inheriting a program now, Coach Keeley, that's high expectations, but that's a chance to kind of rise up and meet those.
And Coach probably hasn't felt that in a while, having been a part here for a long time. Like, that's just kind of the norm for him. But certainly coming from, you know, in Arizona where we're pretty good, but there's a lot of other stuff going on in Phoenix. And there's not a lot of people that were even aware, you know, that we were in town, you know, yeah, as far as that went. So whether it was, you know, winning championships or cutting down nets or going to the Final Four, you know, there was hundreds of people that were involved there. And so for good and for bad, that's certainly the most exciting thing, you know, about – getting on the floor tomorrow and seeing the green down there, and then especially as we get into the conference season in the spring and we kind of become the main show once football and the fall sports are done, and we use that as a big recruiting tool. You know, people here care, and whether it be our attendance records or whatever it is, and not only us but other teams in the league, people show up, and it's important. And you know, having been from the Midwest and then gone out kind of to the West Coast, not fully all the way to the coast, I understand geographically in Phoenix, but for you know, semantics there, but the Midwest is different. The way they care about their sports and the way the sports are important to people, mostly in a healthy way, but certainly it's a lot of fun to have a place that cares a lot.
you know, I'll piggyback on that just a little bit on a slightly different topic. And I think when you talk about Division II football, and actually I'll back up, Division II sports in general is very, very Midwest strong. I mean, if you look at our region in football, that's definitely the case. If you go back the last 25 years and look where the national championships are coming from, or at least the teams that are playing in those national championships, oftentimes they've been out of our region. You know, last year, I think it was, we had 7 of the top 10 teams in the Massey ratings were out of Region 3. I pay enough attention to basketball and what's going on that it's you know, a total parallel. You know, I can remember having conversations with Mac where he's like, if we can get out of this region, we're going to go. And it speaks to the level of passion and fidelity to of those sports, you know, throughout this region of the country.
Yeah, and we kind of saw the same thing again last year, Northwest and Minnesota State and region championship, and said, winner of that is the national champ. And it was hard for Mankato when they won that championship, but they found a way to get it done after barely beating Northwest Missouri State. So Bearcat basketball getting underway tomorrow against Augustana at noon. Of course, Northwest football coming up at 2 o'clock in St. Joseph on Saturday. We've got a lot more coming up for you here on In the Trenches with head coach Rich Wright. Our guest this evening is Northwest men's basketball coach Matt Keeley. We will step aside and be back with more on KXCV KRNW. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back into A&G here in downtown Maryville in the Trenches with Northwest head football coach Rich Wright. Rolls along. Our guest this evening is Matt Keeley, Northwest men's basketball coach. Hails from Great Bend, Arizona. Great Bend, Kansas, correct?
Kansas.
Previously Arizona at Ottawa University in Surprise, Arizona. Obviously, the big thing everybody's wondering is how is the family adapting to a cooler fall and an upcoming cold winter?
Well, they've told us fall's been unseasonably warm.
Yes, you know,
so I guess maybe that's the blessing, is they're welcoming the Keeley family into the fall. But little things like turning colors of leaves, or, you know, palm trees don't really turn, the leaves don't really turn out there in Arizona, or things that are pumpkin spiced again, you know, back in the Midwest. We've had the ability to eat like chili or taco soup, you know, just when it's 85 degrees out and, you know, on Halloween, that's not really something you're ever feeling like. So those have been welcomed back traditions for sure.
I do have a story for you. So this was, and it was relatively early in the year. Coach is laughing. So my wife ended up going to, I believe it was junior high football game, wasn't
right.
it?
Well, eighth grade football game, yep.
So she was, because Mike Cunningham's youngest, Alex, is playing in the game. And so she wanted to go over and check it out. And so she's standing with Andre Cunningham, Mike's wife, and she said, I looked over and there's these people that are all bundled up. And she's like, I was in like a light sweatshirt, and no, they were bundled up. They were watching, they were into the game. She goes, I kinda looked, and she goes, it was Coach Keeley's family.
It is a breezy 51 degrees, I think, which is about as cool as it's been. And yeah, we kinda snapped a picture, and I think the three gentlemen behind us were in sweats and in shorts and t-shirt. You know, they're looking at us like, what is wrong with these people?
Well, the funny thing is too. So the two new head coaches of the department, yourself and Tony Jandrin, complete opposites, right? We think about Coach Jandrin, who was on
the Upper Peninsula,
coming from way up in Michigan, and he's thinking like 42 degrees, probably shorts weather, right? And it's just a little bit different. But you're coming in, Surprise, Arizona previously. Meanwhile, Coach Wright, on the other hand, hailing from Hamilton, New York, I'm sure the winters up there are slightly different to where you're embracing it more the way Tony Jandrin did.
Yeah. I can tell you the first time, you know, I took my wife home for Christmas break. We went home to see my family. And she's like, well, I'm from the Midwest. I understand what snow is. And I'm like, no, you don't. And just so happened, we caught one of those really bad, because where we're located, you have Lake Ontario above us and Lake Erie to the west of us. And you can get both Great Lakes as far as the snow effect moving west to east. And it snowed 48 inches in 24 hours. And so I can remember being in high school, there was as many kids in my school that came to school on snowmobiles as drove. So it's just a little different.
A little bit. And, of course, we'll get to the point, too, to where you can clear off a little bit of snow off of Mazingo Lake and do some ice fishing. So I have to take the kids out, Coach Keeley, and experience that. But as I mentioned before, and I improperly referenced it the first time, you and your wife grew up in Great Bend, Kansas, correct?
That's right.
So you had the chance to kind of get back to the Midwest, a little bit closer to family. How's that transition been for you guys, adult-wise, of, hey, we're a little bit closer to things and more embracing what you grew up with?
Well, we've seen Grandpa and Grandma a little bit more often. They've been up a few times. So they're certainly on board. And to say that we've seen them, everyone that has grandparents understands that they come to see our children.
Yeah, they don't care about
Not at all. Absolutely, in that way. But just get a little plug for Great Bend High School. They are 9-0 and the number two ranked team football team in the state of Kansas, 5A.
Wow.
Big one against our rival Hayes High School. So I grew up disliking Hayes. It's in the blood. Like, so that one's going to be an easy one as we travel out west on that. But certainly, you know, we referenced a little bit earlier too, like just Midwest people. And my daughter, you'll get a kick out of this, was laughing. We were driving down Icon on the way to school and passed a car, and I gave like the little two-finger pop, yeah. You know. And she was like, she head snapped around a little, seventh grade. She's like, you do the wave? I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, the Midwest wave. We were talking about it in school, and I hadn't even. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody's kind of got their own little, is it one finger, is it two finger, is it a head nod, you know. But how do you know they're seeing it? Well, we're all looking for it, you know. You're trying to see if the car coming at you has it. And so just little nuances like that have been fun to share, obviously, with the little ones.
Sometimes it's the small way, but sometimes you – oh, I know that. That was awkward. I didn't know that person.
Well, Great Bend, I was thinking as he was talking about that, I didn't ever put two and two together. Way, way, way long time ago, when I first moved to the Midwest, I was how I got in was at Dana College in Blair, Nebraska. And I had a fullback at Dana College in Blair, Nebraska. He was a transfer from Hutch. His name was Jeff Lutt, and he's been a longtime coach at Great Bend High School. So I think he's the defensive coordinator.
Yep, out there on the staff with my brother-in-law.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Small world.
Small world. There we go.
Well, we always think about like individual sports and coaching fraternities and how tight-knit everything is. But I assume, yeah, you mentioned that making the connection to a high school coach, then all of a sudden it's just kind of coaching overall. There's just something special there.
You know, they say the 7 degrees of separation you get to Kevin Bacon.
Right.
It's about 2 degrees. And if you're crossing sports, if you stay in football or basketball, it's probably one. You know, you cross over sport, it takes you about two, which comes in really handy usually in recruiting.
Absolutely.
Do you ever have a moment to where you might see a kid playing football and you kind of know he's basketball, or even you're watching him play basketball, you know football, and he called down the road and, hey, coach, you take a look at this kid. What's he like? Do you know much about him? Just within the university, not even reaching out to the high schools just yet, of have you done any homework on this kid or know much about him?
You want to take it?
Well, we just signed I guess we can't talk about those guys.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you know, we come across random guys that just happen to be a high school football quarterback, you know, out at a spot. And so it certainly crosses over on a case. You just love, I mean, certainly there's this time and a place for guys that will, like, specialize and play sports year-round. But I'm still a believer, you know, the guys that like to compete, you know, whether they go out for track in the spring or they pretty tough kids that like to play football in the fall or whatever. I think that there's something to that, too. Neither of those is necessarily a deal-breaker either way, like if they specialize in a sport. But I'm 43, so grew up playing multiple sports at a small enough town that they needed you to play. I mean, you just went out and did it, and then the football guys came out and helped you in the winter. And you know, that's one of those other things. We've been in the suburbs of Phoenix and then suburbs of Kansas City before that. And, you know, to be in the suburbs and there's five high schools in the place, and, you know, you'd hear things like, well, the person at this school dates someone across town. Like, we would never, you know, go date someone at a rival high school. And so to have the Spoof Hounds, you know, representing Maryville and just being kind of the center show, and everyone, you know, on Friday night goes out there and Saturday afternoon goes out and checks out the Bearcats, and that has been a lot of fun, and obviously by design, I'm sure everyone in green, even though it's a couple different shades, has been pretty cool.
All right, so Matt Keeley basketball. It's fast, up and down the floor, high percentage shots, but getting them relatively quick, right, before that defense has a chance to set up. Averaged about 83 points per game last year at Ottawa out in Surprise, Arizona. We think about Rich Wright football, grind you down, brick wall of a defense. It's going to be hard hitting, getting after the quarterback. Mutual respect between two guys, different sports, but also very different styles about the way you're kind of approaching things here.
If we were to match up, it'd be unstoppable.
Now, to be fair, he'd have six more guys out there than me.
That helps.
I have always thought the fascination of, like, man, you get 40 seconds in between every play, and you've got this much space, you know, that you're trying to defend.
Right.
But you get 11 pieces that you get to move and all that stuff. And so, you know, it's always been a fascinating point of, like, 40 seconds to huddle up and, you know, come. And I'm sure it goes crazy quick, depending on the football side of it. But certainly you need to think about. But, yeah, our play fast is it's not the just throw it up the floor and shoot it for shooting its sake. You know, we think there's a design and efficiency to it. We measure those things. We haven't fully gotten there, but it also is kind of the way, and you know, I stand on the spot in practice all the time, culture wins, and it helps to find our culture as well. So the fast is faithful to your job, assertive in your decisions, selfless in your motives, and tough in your responses. So faithful, assertive, selfless, tough breaks down fast as well. And so just words that we're choices coming back to, hey, if it's going well, probably those things are in alignment. If it's not going well, those are the first things we're going to check to see if we can get them back right. And our guys have started hearing them enough. They're starting to make fun of us, in that. And that's when you know you got them, you know, when they can repeat it back to you in whatever your stuff is. So that's the idea. Like everyone says, everyone's got or Mike Tyson said, everyone has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. And that's what we're ready for. We just need to go out and play and see the things that are working and then, you know, get hit with a few things that didn't go as planned and see kind of what the response of our group is going to be. And that's what I'm most interested in finding out this weekend.
Well, and watching, again, Coach Wright's team, very good at typically hitting you in the mouth and seeing how you're going to respond. You're so used to seeing a lot of teams within the MIAA, I feel like, and coming back around to it, that want to play fast, of course, a different style, but getting up and down, spread things out. As a defensive guy, do you like kind of shifting over and watching a basketball game to where you don't have to stress about the defense, but watching a team play fast like that?
You know, so he was talking about – it's very fascinating to me. So for me, the thing I always used to talk to Ben about is just the transitions, the momentum swings, the things like that that don't happen in football as quickly as what they happen in basketball. They happen so fast. You know, just, you know, a turnover is a turnover, but man, it's back the other way and there's scoring plays and I'd have a heart attack if I coached basketball. I know that. Everything's coming down to a last second bucket. And it's a very different game in that respect. I can't fathom, you know, having multiple games in a week. I got to spend a week watching tape and figuring out where everybody's going and how it's going. And it just, you know, just the speed of the game is just so completely different.
Now, Coach Keeley, football fan, what you mentioned, not necessarily a football guy, but your father was a great receiver at Washburn. He's in the Hall of Fame. Did you ever strap a helmet on at any point, junior high or high school?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to be a football player. The problem was I was slow and skinny. You know, that's not a great combination. Coach isn't going out looking for a lot of those guys. Like, you know, hey, I was short, but at least I was slow in that way. So grew up playing in Great Bend. We were really not very good at football when I was coming up, and we were super run heavy option. So I played a little quarterback 7th, 8th, 9th grade. I made it through 9th grade. That was it for me. Our high school Actually went 0-9, the varsity team my freshman year, and in camp the summer before my sophomore year, broke my hand taking a snap like a week before sophomore season started. So I got the cast off the week before the last game and just never went back. I think as a graduating senior, I was 5'11", 140 pounds. and so eventually, you know, got to be where I was a little bit more athletic. I grew a little bit late and did that stuff. But I wanted to be a football player. I just, they, you know, sometimes you decide to stop playing and sometimes they tell you to stop playing. And I fell into that second one a little bit more than the first.
Coach Wright, you mentioned hockey. Did you ever suit it up for noon ball or anything out here with the guys?
I did a couple times. And, you know, the bad thing about that, you know, just for some exercise, run up and down the floor a little bit. I was always good for boxing people out, you know, throw my hip check stuff in there, undercutting people. I play down in the post because that's kind of what I like to do. But in all seriousness, we had a rash of injuries in noon ball. We used to call it the NBA. We had two ACLs. We had two torn Achilles. We had, and I was just like, guys, I'm done. I'm good.
It's not a bad idea to hang it up at that point.
Yeah, I'm not a basketball player anyway. I'll go find some other way to have physical activity.
This is the In the Trenches with head coach Rich Wright, Northwest Missouri State football coach. Also, Matt Keeley, our guest this evening, about to wrap things up on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. I got three more quick ones for you guys to hit, kind of rapid-fire ones, all right? Who's your GOAT in football? We can think of Tom Brady, greatest of all time. Is that a given?
Are you asking me to comment on Tom Brady, or are you asking me my guy?
Is he your GOAT?
Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor, all right.
Well, defensive side of football makes a lot of sense. You know, I grew up 80s, 90s, so I was always a big Joe Montana fan, finished with the Chiefs, so liked that, but would probably have to say that, yeah, Tom Brady is probably the greatest of all time.
Would like to see those
begrudgingly
two.
Say that, yeah.
Would like to see LT hit Tom Brady at some point.
Just like it did Joe Theismann.
Ooh. Well, not exactly like that. What would be worse to take, a pass over the middle and get hit by the linebacker, or take a charge? What would you prefer to have happen?
Well, I've taken a charge.
Taking
I can
the
do
charge.
That, yeah.
I'll take the charge.
I think that's way better.
Yeah. That's smart. All right, more exciting play. Punt return for a touchdown, which we saw last week, Dom Myers, or the half-court shot goes down?
Ooh. I think it's probably the punt return. I think the most momentum switching thing in basketball is probably actually a hammer dunk, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so a lot of times those half court shots don't even really affect the game or momentum or, you know, whatever the score is.
I did have half court game winner. I'm like, no, that's.
And there's maybe one there that still hurts the Bearcat fans from about 3 or 4 years ago in the arena that we'll leave alone. But most of the time, I feel like the punt return probably has a bigger impact and a little more exciting, and you got 11 guys trying to kill you and you're avoiding them all like a joystick, and
yeah,
and so that's a little more exciting.
Yeah, that hammer dunk's pretty cool though.
That is. So but the punt return, like, oh, a few yards, oh, sideline, there's a seam, there he goes, and he can go of, yeah, it works, yeah, its way up. Guys, that's all the time we have this evening. Appreciate you coming on, Coach Keeley. Good to talk to you. Good luck. Northwest Missouri State men's basketball opening things up tomorrow at noon. We'll have that game right here on KXCV KRNW against Augustana. Good luck, sir.
I appreciate it.
Best
Thanks
of luck.
A lot tonight.
Go
Thank
get
you,
em.
Coach. Yep, sounds good.
Coach Wright, always great to talk to you. Northwest football against Missouri Western. 2 o'clock kickoff coming up Saturday. 1 o'clock pregame here on KXCV KRNW. Always fun to see the Griffs, and looking forward to seeing a lot of green and white out there.
Bring a raincoat.
Let's kick those guys.
There we go. That's going to wrap things up for us here on KXCV KRNW. This is In the Trenches with head coach Rich Wright.